This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Haffel. The U.S. Department of Labor is fining Amazon $15,000 for unsafe work conditions. Workers in Colorado Springs performed illegal lifts and body twists while handling packages. A facility in Aurora was fined for similar issues earlier this year, and an Amazon worker died at a Colorado facility last year. El Paso County District Attorney Michael Allen says a recent change in state statute helped solidify hate crime charges filed against the suspect in the shooting at Club Q last fall. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The law says a bias-motivated crime can be considered even if things like the victim's race, religion, or sexual orientation were only part of the reason they were targeted. Allen says he hopes to bring the case to trial this year, but that there's a decent chance it could run into next year.
That's just speaking through relative terms as it relates to a lifespan of a case in the court system. If we have other outside forces like a COVID pandemic that rears its head again or something like that, that could obviously have a negative impact on our ability as well.
The suspect is facing more than 320 charges, the most Allen says he's ever filed in a single case. An arraignment is scheduled for May. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Denver school closures are back on the table. There are potentially 15 small schools that may be affected due to declining enrollment. The recommendations come 3 months after the Denver School Board rejected a previous recommendation to close schools with declining enrollment. Tomorrow looks mild and sunny across the Front Range with temps in the upper 50s. This is CPR News and KRCC.